You are listening to the Trucking Nation podcast brought to you by trucklogix.com, and I am your host, Misty Noel, and I have a lot to talk about today, so let's get started. How are you, Trucking Nation? I do hope the road is treating you particularly well these past few days. I know it has been incredibly hot, and I'm in South Carolina, and I love living in the South, and it has a lot of advantages, but this heat is not one of them, and I'm already ready for fall. Like, this heat is just, it's a little too much for me lately, but I'm not going to get into that negative vibes. You know, we're all about spreading some positive happiness here at the Trucking Nation podcast. And today, I have a decent amount of stuff to talk about. We're still going to try and keep it super duper short. But what I really want to go over today is e-filing your Form 2290. And if you've been listening for the past few episodes, I've been harping on this. It's because it is super important, and I have been on the phone with a lot of you truckers out there, and you call at the last minute to get some help to get this done. And I'm telling you, doing it now is the best thing you can do for yourself. And you can file now and pay later. And I'm going to go into all that information right now. So let's go over some of that. Now, if you don't know, one of our partner companies at TruckLogix is called ExpressTruckTax.com. And what it is, it's an e-filing service for your Form 2290 plus your 2290 amendments, including your 8849 claim credits and everything like that. And it's a third-party e-filing service for the IRS, and they are an IRS-authorized e-file provider, which is very important to make sure to know, because it means that they have worked very closely with the IRS to put together a program that is safe, secure, easy to use, and, you know, it works. And that's what's really great about this. And they always work with the IRS, like, annually, just to make sure everything's updated, because I'm telling you, the IRS is almost like a lady. They just change their minds all the time, don't they? And you don't even know it. Like, they just change your mind and expect you to keep up with it. My goodness, it's enough to make your head spin sometimes. But I want to talk about today just the filing your Form 2290. Now, you really do, if you go ahead and get it done now, it's going to make your life super simple. And what you need to do is head on over to ExpressTruckTax.com, and you can create an account. Or if you have one, then you've been getting our amazing emails. Some of them I've actually written, you know, little kudos to me. I don't know, some came out really cool, and I was just excited about, you know, I'm excited about some of the emails that I did, because they're just really fun. But if you have an account with Express Truck Tax, then you've been receiving these emails. And if you don't have an account with Express Truck Tax, there is a few ways to get signed up and start e-filing today, right now, in a few minutes, just whenever you have about 10 minutes time. Seriously, that's all you need. And there's two different ways you can do it, which we're going to get into right now. Now, you can go to the website and just sign in. There's the button. It's really clearly, you'll have little arrows that point you into where to enter everything. And then you can also do it via the Express Truck Tax mobile app, which is available on your Apple, Android smartphone. You just go in and you type in Express Truck Tax, but all one word, and it'll come right up for you. It's free to download. And this way you can e-file your 2290 no matter where you are, from any location. And before we get into all the stuff you need to e-file, let's go over what you can do with the website versus the app. Now, the real difference is if you need to claim a credit for a stolen, I can't talk today. You ever have those moments, just can't put words together? It's one of those. Now, if you need to claim a credit for a stolen, destroyed, or sold vehicle, or claim credits for low mileage, like you didn't go over that 5,000 miles last year or something like that, or you can only do this on the website. Now, you can e-file your 2290 plus claim credits all on the same return, and the credit amount will automatically be applied to your taxes owed. So it'll deduct those credits exactly from those taxes owed, and you'll be able to see it on the screen as it happens, which is really cool. And all this can only be done on the website. And that's really the only difference. So on the app, you can only use it to e-file your 2290, and the website just allows you to apply for your credits and your amendments and your VIN corrections and everything else. Now, on to what you need to file. This is really important because if you have this stuff ahead of time, then it really does only take a few minutes to file. So what you want to have is your EIN, which is your employer identification number. Now, I don't know if some of you guys might not have had to file this in a long time, because a while ago you used to could use your Social Security number, which the IRS does not allow anymore. So you have to have this employer identification number to e-file your 2290. And it is free to get, and you just go to the irs.gov website and you can type EIN right there in the search bar, and it'll come up for you of how to get one. And the important thing to know is if it's going to be a brand new EIN number, it takes about 10 business days to register in the IRS system before you can e-file. So this is why you really shouldn't wait until the last minute, because if you try an e-file like right at the deadline and you just got your EIN yesterday, it's going to reject your return. So if you don't have an EIN number, get one. Get one right now. And if you're on the road and you just, I mean, there's a couple of different ways that you can do it. Another one of our partners, which is Truck Services of North America, they handle all of your filings, all of your renewals and everything over the phone. And I've talked about them a lot in some past podcasts because what they provide truckers is just amazing. And you can go to their website and get more information on that. And that is tsnamerica.com. You can just type it in or something. It'll come right up in the search bar. And they can actually get an EIN for you and take care of your 2290 filings for you if you wish. But if you do have access to a computer and you just want to take care of it on your own, just go ahead and get one that way. Just go into the irs.gov website. Now, another thing that you will need is your VIN number, and it's just easier to have it like in your hand when you're ready to file. Unless you already have an account with ETT where you filed last year, all that information is going to be saved in your account. So you can just actually copy last year's return and it'll auto-generate your VIN number, your EIN, the company that you sent it to. I mean, you can always change it because I know you guys, a lot of times you guys change companies throughout the year. So all that information is going to be saved in your account if you're a previous, like if you're a previous member. But if you're new, just know that in the future, like all that information is going to be saved. So it's a great place like to use almost as a digital file. So maybe if you sell or change your trucks out, but you need to remember what that VIN number was, it's going to be saved in there. Plus all of your previous year 2290s, like the complete forms, plus the stamp schedule ones, those will all stay saved in your account as well for as long as time allows us to live on this planet. So everything's going to be saved in this account, and it's all easily, you can download it, email it, fax it, view it, whatever you wish. It's your information, but just know that it's going to be saved there from year to year. And this kind of comes in handy just in case, like for record keeping purposes, for end of the year financial stuff. And goodness forbid that you ever get audited by the IRS, all this information is going to be there and accessible to you at any time on any computer. And so you don't have to worry about losing anything. Now, another important thing to know before you start e-filing is your options to pay the IRS. Do you know the IRS does not accept credit or debit cards, but you will need a credit or debit card to pay just the filing fee, which usually if you don't have a discount, I mean, it only comes out to like around $9. So really that's not bad. I know a lot of other services are about three times that much. So You have three options to pay the IRS. One is a big favorite, and we're going to talk about that. But your first option is called electronic funds withdrawal, where you input your banking information, your account and your routing number, and the IRS will debit your account the tax money. So this one's out. You know, some people are a little wary about entering in their bank account information. And even the, I mean, Express Truck Tax is extremely safe. But the usually the biggest issue that I know I've talked to the ETT team of what happens is people enter in the wrong number and then the IRS doesn't get their money. They get a letter. And, you know, you always get a little scared when you get a letter from the IRS and you end up having to send a check or a money order. So if you're going to do the electronic funds withdrawal, make sure that you have all the right information. And I mean, triple check this info before you send off your return to the IRS, just to make sure, because you don't want to have to come back later and be like, you know, they never took the money out of my account. What's going on? And you think that, you know, it, and then it comes out to be you entered in the wrong information. That's never a good feeling. So just know, like, have that information written down and ready to go before you get started. Your other option is an EFTPS account, which it's an account set up with the IRS, like prior to filing. A lot of people get this, and it's actually kind of cool, where you can set up, you can pay any type of IRS taxes with this account. And what's really nice is you can schedule the payment. So if you choose this, if you have this option available, or you already have an EFTPS account set up with the IRS, you can schedule your payment to be taken out closer to the deadline, but you can at least file now and get your stamp schedule one. That way it gives you a great way to like plan out your expenses and that finance, because for a lot of you guys, this tax is gonna be around $550. And that's a big old chunk of change. So it's really nice to plan that out. And that way, when it does come, you're not gonna be, your pockets aren't stretched. You know what I'm saying? Now, the third option, which it's personally my favorite and a lot of truckers' favorite to do, is the good old-fashioned check or money order. I'm a big fan of money orders, especially if you got to pay the IRS. It's just, it's easy. And what you do with this is you choose this option. You still get your stamp schedule one that day, usually within like 10, 15 minutes, like once you send off your filing. We'll get kind of get more into that in just a second. But you get a voucher that you have to send in with the check or money order, and it has the instructions on there where to send it to and everything else. So that's always just a great option, especially if you're on the road just a lot. I know a lot of you guys may be on the road like 6 weeks at a time. This is just a perfect option for you. And it just makes life a lot easier. It really does. You don't have to enter in your account information. You don't have to worry about anything else. And if you do the money order, then you know you get that little slip of paper where you can call in to make sure the money was received. And it just makes life a lot easier and you just feel a little bit better about things. But those are your three different ways. You have your electronic funds withdrawal, an EFTPS account, which is set up with the IRS prior to filing, and then just good old-fashioned check or money order. So once you're aware of at least those things, you're going to be pretty much set once you start filing. And it really does. The whole process is super, super easy. And there's guided help prompts all through expresstrucktax.com that tell you exactly where to put the information. And what's even better is their customer service. I strongly advise anyone who has a question, or if you're not sure how to do this, or it's your first time e-filing, just give the Express Truck Tax team a call. Their number, I'm just gonna go ahead and give it to you, is 704-234-6005. But you can find it on the website. You can contact them, you can look it up on your phone, it comes up. Even if you just have some information you wanna ask about the program or how it works, how long it takes, how long it takes to get your stamp schedule one, whatever, like if you just want to talk to somebody from the team directly instead of just hearing it from me, I strongly, strongly recommend just giving them a call. For one, they always answer your phone, which is super important. Because isn't that the worst when you call a customer service or something like that and you can't get anyone on the phone, you have to listen to a machine? It gets my blood boiling just think about it. Like, it makes you really, really upset. So just know that somebody's always going to answer your call, and they're genuinely nice. They're going to treat you with respect, which is something I always just really admire, calling any type of customer service, because I don't like it when someone treats me or is rude to me on the phone. I'm just like, how dare you? Like, I call you for help and this is how you're going to treat me? It's one of those things. So that's not going to happen when you call Express Truck Tax. They're going to treat you with respect. They're going to help you out, and they're going to show you exactly what to do. Even if you're not that familiar with computers, do not worry. Just give the Express Truck Tax team a call, and they can walk you through every single step and make sure you get this done right so you only have to do it once. I promise they're amazing. And that number, again, is 704-234-6005. Now, and just remember, the 2290 deadline, it comes up quick. You know how time flies these days, and it's coming up at the end of August. So just make sure and get that done as soon as possible. And no matter what payment option you choose or anything like that, you get your stamp schedule one back that day, and you can also have it automatically preset to be sent to any safety or any department, anywhere it needs to go. You can automatically set that up. So once it's accepted, you don't even have to worry about that mess. You can just have it just for you to keep a copy in your truck and everything like that. So do give the Express Truck Tax team a call if you have any questions. I'm telling you, they're gonna treat you right and they're gonna make sure you get it done. Now, another big deadline coming up is the second quarter IFTA deadline. I'm telling you, this year is just flying by. I remember talking about the first quarter not too long ago, but that deadline is July 31st. So that's at the end of this month, and that's super, super soon. And you can quickly prepare your IFTA return at expressifta.com. And it's super easy, and you can find detailed instructions and info for each state jurisdiction, which is really important because that stuff's kind of difficult to find sometimes. And Express Truck Tax has made it super easy, and they just did it all for you. They put it all together in one place so you can easily find it. And here's some more information on Express IFTA before we get into the second half of the show.
Your second quarter IFTA deadline is coming up quick. You can have it filed and done within minutes using expressifta.com. It is completely free to try and lets you easily keep track of your mileage, fuel purchases, and so much more, all conveniently online. IFTA information for each state's jurisdiction is provided, and if you have any questions, you can always call the Express IFTA support team at 704-234-6005. E-file your second quarter IFTA at expressifta.com today.
Okay, so if you don't know, usually the second half of the show, I like to do some health and wellness, some fitness, I don't know, food stuff, just something, just to spread some more information out there about being healthier, because I know that's a major initiative with a lot of trucking companies recently, and if it's not soon, it will be, because they should care about you, right? I mean, it's something I'm really pushing it. I'm trying to get with as many companies as I can through like Facebook and everything. Oh yeah, if you didn't know, I do have a Facebook page called the Trucking Nation Podcast. You can find me on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter, but I love interacting with you guys on Facebook. Facebook's just fun, you know, why not? And I post a lot of like health stuff on there. So if you just need a good place or a resource or just you want to know where you can find the information, head on over to the Trucking Nation Podcast Facebook page. Give it a like, and I'm telling you, you're going to find a lot of great information there, I promise. But I want to just go over some quick, I love talking about kind of some mental health issues because trucking runs in my family. My grandfather did it, my uncles did it, my daddy did it. It just kind of runs through it, and they all would talk about just some problems they had on the road. And people talk to me about a lot of stuff. Sometimes I feel like I'm a therapist, but they would always talk, you know, they needed something to maybe get their mind off of being on the road, or, you know, it's a very solitary job, so maybe off of the loneliness or just something like that. And so I always think, just when you're talking about health and fitness in the trucking industry, mental health is a big part of it. And so I was thinking that maybe just some good old, like, positive entertainment is always a good thing that you can incorporate. And one of my favorites is going to the movies. Now, I know some of you guys just aren't that comfortable around big crowds, which is completely okay. But just make sure, you know, they're making, I don't know if you've noticed, but action movies are getting amazing now. I mean, the technology is really cool and they're getting so, so good. I know, I was in the theater, I just saw the new Terminator, and I thought it was pretty cool. A lot of movie buffs, they say some different things, so if you keep up with that stuff, don't let that deter you from seeing this movie in the theater. I mean, it's just really cool just to see all the different versions of Arnold as the Terminator, because they all whoop each other's butt too at some point, which is really, really cool to watch. And it does have a lot of humor in it. Like, I was surprised. I laughed a good bit during this movie. And I think a lot of my other friends, they were surprised at how funny this movie actually was. And the action scenes were pretty cool. So going to the movies or something like that is a great way to just get your mind and just be entertained for a bit, just with some really cool action stuff. I mean, it's fun. They use really big guns, things blow up, and there's a bunch of car crashes, which is always interesting to see on a big screen. Ted 2 was also pretty funny, so if you're into that kind of stuff, that'll go. Or if you're into more of the family stuff, you want to take your families to the movies, the Inside Out. There's a couple of other new Pixar movies coming out, but Inside Out was really, really good. I thought it had a lot of, like, what is that word? Like, I don't want to say it had a lot of meat to it, but it was just one of those that it took you back. Like, it was a really, really good animated movie. And it almost made me cry. No, not to sound like such a girl, but I am, right? But it did. It brought a tear to my eye. It was really sweet. So if you're just thinking of something fun either to do for yourself or for your family, going to the movies is always fun. And there's a way that you can knock down those prices if, you know, find the right times to go, or if you have their rewards, if you're part of their rewards plan or something like that. That always helps knock down those prices, because the movies are not cheap. I know they aren't. But usually they have specials and things like that you can look into. Now, some more into, like, the health stuff. There is a really interesting story going around about a very determined trucker called Bobby Anderson. And he's a long-haul driver out of Mississippi. And I know a lot of you guys have probably seen this story. I know I posted on Facebook. A lot of other companies posted it on their social media. But it is a trucker who went vegan, and he lost 65 pounds, which, for one thing, I'm surprised he went vegan, because that is really, really hard to do, like, right off the bat. Like, it's difficult to find food like that. And everything else that goes down with going vegan or vegetarian or something like that. But I didn't want to go into the exact story, because you can read it online. You can find it. You can just type in trucker who went vegan and it comes up, because I tested it. But I was just surprised about the amount of weight he lost. But if you go through the article, the exercise equipment that he had on his rig was actually pretty ingenious, I thought. He had one of those, you can find them on Amazon. They're like the little personal elliptical machines, or personal steppers, where you can even do them sitting down, almost like riding a bike or something like that. And they're very small and compact. And I mean, they're no higher than about like 10 inches, no longer than what, maybe about 12 or something. They're very tiny. And he had one of these in one of the pictures that they showed him. He had some weights and some other workout things that you can travel with. But I just thought this was an ingenious idea. Now, I know a lot of people in work, in work areas get these to put under their desks. And for some reason, it never really clicked to me like, oh yeah, a trucker could use that. But yeah, a trucker can use that. And so this can be another way just to incorporate some exercise where you can exercise in your rig in case you're in an unsafe area where you can't get out and work out. Because I know that's that's a main concern with a lot of truckers, like working out on the road, is you just want to be in a safe place to do so. So this is a great option. Now you can find these on Amazon. They're pretty inexpensive, but make sure and read the reviews and know that you're getting a quality product, because that's what it's more about than it's always quality over quantity, I believe, especially for truckers, because you guys are out on the road. You don't want something that's going to break and then you just get upset and maybe want to throw it. You know what I'm talking about? We don't want to anger you. So look into that. And now I do know going vegan might be an extreme for some of you guys. But I mean, of course, for Bobby Anderson, he was quite dedicated and it paid off. But there are some other things that you can do just to change your diet up a little bit. And a lot of it, I like to think of things in terms of colors. And I know a lot of truckers do. You see some, like, you just reference things more to colors than you do anything else. Like if someone says, oh, you need this and this and this, you're like, well, what? But if you say, hey, why don't you incorporate more green, orange, and yellow foods into this, then you're like, okay, that sounds so much easier, doesn't it? So a great way to think about when you're preparing your meals is think about adding more color into your food. So you want less brown, of course, so nothing fried, stay away from the potatoes, just, you know, all that really starchy stuff, just kind of stay away from it as much as possible. Like you can always have a treat day and do whatever the heck you want, but for the most part, try and stick to more lean meats, your turkey, your chicken. You know, steak is good every now and then, but make sure there's not a lot of fat on it. Things like that. You want to make sure and have a lot of color. Use a lot more spices instead of salt. If you cut most of the salt out of your diet, you're going to be surprised at how much weight you'll lose actually within a couple week period. It's pretty amazing, especially if you up the water intake and lower your salt intake, you're going to see a major difference. I mean, within a few days, and you're just going to feel a lot better. And now some other things, just incorporate a lot more vegetables. And if you're not into vegetables, which completely understand, there has to be something out there that you like that is healthy. So just get on the internet and do some research. I mean, if you just don't like the taste of broccoli, there's other great vegetables that do not taste like broccoli. I'm telling you, especially like squashes and things like that, because a lot of that stuff you can do up to taste like almost anything you want, depending on your seasoning that you add. And Mrs. Dash offers a lot of seasoning that are salt-free. So I would go for those. One of my favorites is the table blend. Put that on a little bit of squash, you know, like steam it up for a second. It is super delicious and extremely filling. So those are just some simple ways to change up your diet where you'll see results within the first few days. I'm telling you. And once you see those first few days, like that weight drops down, it's going to give you the inspiration you need to keep going. And just think of it as one day at a time. Don't think of it any further out than that. Or it's most of the time you'll fail. I know it happened to me. It's happened for a lot of my friends. So just take it one day at a time. And if you can eat healthy today, then great. Then tomorrow, eat healthy tomorrow. And then that's 2 days you ate healthy already. And you didn't even really have to think about it. So just remember, you don't have to think into the future when it comes to changing your diet and incorporating healthy foods. Think about today. All right, so that's really all I have for you today. I know I probably went a little bit longer than I usually do, but I just had a lot of info to get out, especially about the 2290. Remember, head on over to expresstrucktax.com, either on your computer, on your smartphone, it doesn't matter, wherever you are, you can get this thing filed in a couple of minutes and then you're done. You don't have to worry about it again till next year. So Just remember, you get what you get in this world, so try to be kind and enjoy the ride, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.